and buying time, killing people, next in line, lower classes, social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they warm, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rain, they burn, the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God will give. Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social slide, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see the shit, force a bear, fuck them back, it's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn, the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives. Yeah. Coming back around again.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, the best little network on the whole freaking internet. And I'm your host for the next hour. It's the 13th of June. And things just keep getting weirder. Anyways, I did a piece on this kid that's 8 years old who's a big transgender star or something, which goes in line with our new Child Welfare Act, the revamped act, so that if a child comes home and says, even in grade one or kindergarten or grade two or grade three or any time, but at these really low grades, if the teachers manage to target a kid who basically maybe is shy or doesn't have a lot of confidence, these are the kids they're going after telling them, well, maybe you're really a girl or a boy. Whatever, opposite to what they are. And if you go home and tell your parents, because you're encouraged to do so, and the parents say, like, you're 7, 8 years old, you don't freaking know what you're talking about, quit watching dumbass cartoons, and you are what you are. And then the teachers, your kid goes back to school and said, did you explain it to your parents? Yeah, but they're not going there. Then the new law gives the government the right to pull the child and probably put it in a transgendered household so that the child is properly dealt with. Now, this is absolute, complete, total, 100% mental child abuse, and I'm saying that for years, and that is what the public school indoctrination centers are. They are centers of child abuse, and it's quite provable. It's mental child abuse. And get your kids the hell out of these freaking sick holes. You love your child, get them out of the school system. You don't love your child, well, they'll probably commit suicide by the time it's whatever age. And have a nice day with that, because you're going to be the one that puts up with it. Anyways, so I was rooting around, and what we have here, we may just be this place called Canada, maybe just one of the sickest holes on the whole frickin' planet, and I'm serious about that. We have, this is what's going on. This is in the CBC. Now, the CBC, I searched their website. I searched the, and the CBC is our national paid by the taxpayer news source, the Communist Broadcasting Corporation of Canada. And I could find no nothing about Bill 89 passing on June the 1st. Nothing. So I thought, well, all right. So I went to all the other major newspapers and I found nada, nothing, squat, to indicate to any parent what the hell's going on. Now they put all kinds of other stories like this one. And this this is from June the 11th. Drag queens lead story time at Edmonton Library. Big personalities with big hair shared stories at the Edmonton Public Library on Sunday afternoon that they say they wished they'd heard when they were kids. It's okay to be different, Lords, a local drag queen, read from Todd Pear's picture book of the same name to the children assembled for the city's first ever Over the Rainbow Storytime session. Now remember, people, you paid to build these freaking libraries. Okay? You paid to build the schools. You pay the librarians' wages. You pay the teachers' wages. And you got to put your foot down. About 150 people were packed into the library's Strathcona branch to hear from Lourdes and her friends, Chelsea, Go-Go Fetch, and TB. Lourdes, who led the event, appeared to easily connect with the crowd. The audience followed her in a unique rendition of the Five Little Monkeys Jumping on the Bed rhyme, laughing at her substitution of five clumsy drag queens struggling in high heels. Remember, this is a public library, and these are very young children. I don't know who their parents are, but they need a good slap up the back of the head. Lourdes leads in a rhyme, Five Clumsy Drag Queens, a hit with the crowd. And this is somebody that Twittered this thing. Lourdes is also Jonathan Bush, who works as a library assistant, sometimes leading educational sing-alongs for toddlers. Okay? So you got a drag queen who works as a library assistant who does sing-alongs with toddlers. Melding the two worlds together seemed natural to Lourdes, who said a lot of aspects of drag queen appeal to children. Really. We dress like princesses, the drag kings dress like cowboys. They bring stuff that the kids are drawn to. TB read the boy who cried cried fabulous to the children. So many synonyms, she explained, as she read through the rhymes telling the story of a little boy who viewed the world with optimism despite his pessimistic parents. Again, a shot at the parents. TB said it's important to broaden children's horizons in a way that lets them know they should be themselves. Why don't you get the hell away from the children and let the parents and the children decide who the children are, not a bunch of freaking flaky drag queens? And I could be wrong, but I think most drag queens are gay. So this is just an indoctrination of the children. All it is. It wasn't that many years ago that if this took place, even on a street, these people would have been arrested. But not anymore. They're in the schools, they're in the libraries, they're on the TVs, and I'm sure there's government programs now or games being put out there so the little kids can learn to choose. Christopher Wells, the faculty director of the Institute of Sexual Minority Studies, said services at the University of Alberta, said he brought up the idea of holding Over the Rainbow story time to a responsive Edmonton Public Library executive who is probably gay. What I've learned today is there's nothing better than a drag queen reading a story, Wells said. Well, maybe there's something better. Maybe it's a knuckle sandwich. Maybe that's what you need, Christopher Wells. Maybe you need somebody to bust your frickin' nose and maybe, just maybe, put some sense into it. I had tears in my eyes seeing the family stream in here and the excitement where people felt safe and at home, he said. Well, Mr. Wells, Mr. Christopher Wells, if you had tears in your eyes seeing the family stream in here and the excitement where people felt safe and at home, you're definitely mentally retarded, okay? And you are a danger to the children. You may not realize it, Mr. Wells, but you have a psychosis and you're a sick son of a bitch. Because if you're a man and you had tears in your eyes, you got some kind of a problem that needs to be fixed. Now, I find this really disturbing because I lived in Edmonton when I was a teenager. And I lived in Calgary when I was a teenager. And I worked up north of Edmonton and south of Calgary into my early mid-20s. And this is not the Alberta that I recall. I don't remember men having tears in their eyes unless they got really good shot in the head. But then they didn't cry. You know, one thing about Alberta, when I lived there, which is a long time ago, the people were tough. I don't know what happened to Alberta since I've been there, but I'm absolutely, thoroughly, and completely disgusted. If there was a province in this country that I lived in, and I lived in several of them, that I thought had some backbone and some spirit in them, it was Alberta. And to see this stuff being promoted in Alberta really, truly makes me want to vomit. See the rapt attention of these kids, the excitement that happens, the freedom to be themselves, to celebrate their families and reflect our community. This is what pride should be all about. No, pride should be wiped from the map. Okay, pride is such a small, tiny minority of sick wackos who, through legislated laws and that, somehow now feel they're the majority and they can do whatever the hell they want. And it seems every government agency's working with them, but you have got to understand, you know, you go way back and it started very slowly. And then as we moved into the 80s, really, and there was instances in the 70s and the 60s and the 50s and movies and that. But as we moved into the 70s, you know, you'd have these sitcoms with one awkward gay kid who was funny. And then it got more serious and it got more normalized. And now it's into the schools and it's into the libraries and it's in everywhere else. Okay, this was a planned situation. Krista Kotchk said she brought her daughter Emily to the event because she thought it would be a good opportunity for the little girl to learn about inclusivity. Now, Mama is obviously bent in the head. Mama hasn't looked into inclusivity. Mama doesn't understand the word. And mama is really going to, I mean, this is so sick, it's pathetic. The queens were awesome, mama said. I think they brought a really exciting energy to regular stories. Claire McDaniel agreed, adding it was different than other events she's attended. Usually it's the parents reading it. She said it was really good and really funny. Preparing your kids for the pedophiles and the mental mess these kids are going to end up in is not good, and it is not really funny. It is sickening. It is disgusting. Now, see, these parents, these nutcases, government loves them. But if another parent says, whoa up, I don't like this, Bill 89 gives the government the right to pull your child because you're not allowing your child to be itself, even though there's a big indoctrination program in order to make your child not who it is. So let's just keep going along here. This is another story. And this one is from January the 10th, 2017. Drag the Kids, the Queen and Company host children's story time at Where the Saskatoon Library. Three drag queens entertain and inspire a large gathering of kids during Saturday book reading. Isn't this wonderful? This would never have happened, said Ryan Young, stage name China White, was growing up, or when was growing up. Young reflected on Saturday. This was the first ever drag queen story time for children at Saskatoon's Francis Morris Library. The special event, part of the 25th Saskatchewan Pride Festival, starred White alongside a Queen Elizabeth lookalike and Puffy Von Poppenfresh. I know a lot of other drag queens have done it in a lot of other cities, and it's been a huge said Young, as children and parents streamed into Pooh's Corner at the library. Well, I guess when you're promoting shit, you may as well go do it in Pooh Corner. So many people showed up, in fact, that the event had to be moved downstairs meeting room. And somebody's posting away here Twitter. This is hard with rings and nails, said Von Poppenfresh, flipping pages. Rob McDonald, the queen, came next. I just want all of you children to know this lovely life experience that you have today goes towards your first year at university. It's a credit, the queen said to her audience. Do as you please, says the queen. Early into the queen's reading of 1,000 Dresses, a young child in the crowd said he had worn a dress. You should do as you please, do as you please, said the queen. Great idea, queen. So if I run into you somewhere and drift your nose as close to the back of your head as I can, I'm just doing as I please, and you apparently have no reason to complain about it. Dressed as a Southern Belle, I thought since we were doing something sort of fun and festive, I'd come out as a princess, he said. Young read from both Where the Wild Things Are and Mortimer. But he also mentioned another literacy source that gave him comfort growing up, the Dr. Seuss stories, in which something was always different or quirky. By the end of them, you always learned the lesson that it didn't matter. The difference didn't matter, he said. Some of these kids, Some of these kids could be LGBTQ youth. So the fact that we can maybe give them a little boost up, make them feel okay about things and loved and accepted, I think it's a pretty positive way of doing pride. Now, this garbage, like I said, is going on all across this nation, and it all comes out of the United Nations, right? That's where it all comes from. Because the United Nations and all of its organizations are nothing but a cult of the sickest, most amoral, psychopathic sociopaths that have ever been gathered under one umbrella. And because our country and every other country is a member state of the United Nations, we are bound to accept their sickness. Which means that our politicians and teachers and preachers and yada, yada, yada implement this highly sickening agenda and so many other highly sickening agendas, which is there to genocide the West. Now, what else we got here? It seems I have a phone call coming in. No, I know. Answer it, please.
Hello? Oh, hi, fine. Oh, no.
Is that Bruce? Is that Bruce by any chance? Excuse me, folks. I gotta... anyways. That's another thing they're doing all across the land. They're putting in these rainbow crosswalks, which is something else that needs to stop. Let's see what's going on in Winnipeg. Winnipeg. Drag Queen Story Time comes to Winnipeg libraries. And this is May the 1st, 2017. Well, how'd they make out there? It's story time, supercharged for their first time in Winnipeg. Later this month, Winnipeg Public Library will host Read by Queens, a family story time event with stories read and performed by local drag queens. A lot of us do drag because we like to be able to show that you can be anything you want to be. Jesus, this message seems to be played over and over and over again. Said Levi Foy, also known as Prairie Sky. That's what's going to make this event really, really special because kids are so imaginative. Well, when he says imaginative, he means vulnerable and influenceable and so on and so forth. In other words, we're targeting the kids. And for them to be able to grow up knowing that one day they can be whatever they want to be. You know, and this is how propaganda works, boys and girls. It's no different than George Bush and them going terrorist, 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 terrorist. Same shit. Just keep pumping it. Make sure all the media is on board with it. And pump the snot out of it. But none of the media, remember this, none of the media put out anything about the reality of Bill 89, which allows the state to steal the children if you question the child's feelings about being LGBTQ, which is likely brought on by this kind of action at the frickin' local libraries. Let's see. Foy said he and others got the idea from similar events taking place in other cities internationally and wanted to recreate it from Winnipeg. Now, that's because it came out of the UN. Okay? That's because that's where this stuff gets stewed up. It gets stewed up. They put the international rights, children rights. And then you have the tax-exempt foundations who created the United Nations, which is a tax-exempt foundation, to push these agendas. It's no different than renewable energy. The lines always play the same. Always play the same. They just pick out the template and then rebrand the template or interject new words in the template. But the template never changes. Oh, okay. The template never changes. We can change this out, you know. Foy said he and others got the idea from similar events taking place in other cities internationally and wanted to recreate them in Winnipeg. Now, that other similar events could be Earth Day, Earth Hour, you know, Gay Pride Month, Muslim Month. We saw the internationals doing this in different places, and we thought it would be great. Same thing with renewable energy. Look what they're doing in Denmark. Look what they're doing in Germany. Okay? And it just gets filtered through the media, and it gets played up in the media, and then it ends up, in this case, at your local friggin' library all across the nation. And we got to come to terms with this. We got to cut, and I'm serious about this, anybody who is pushing any agenda from any of the spider web organizations of the UN needs to be called out, needs to be held accountable. And we need to cut all ties with this international garbage, which is becoming international law, because once it is established, and they're writing all this law internationally, once it's become established, Bill 89, I can guarantee you, came right out of some legal nonsense out of the UN, the international lawyers. And then it becomes the norm. It becomes the law. Now, we got to cut our countries loose. Now, Mr. Trump there, because he's a politician, I don't trust him as far as I could chuck him. But, having said that, what he said basically to date is exactly what needs to be done. Okay? What he's trying to do is encourage people to strengthen their spirits, their minds, and their spines. And this has to happen. And so therefore, I have to give Mr. Trump some kudos for even saying this. Now, he's taking a big backlash for it, but I want the American people to stand ground on that. Anytime somebody tells you that they're there to strengthen your mind, your spine, and your mind and your spirit is a good sign. Otherwise, you're going to wallow in this international nonsense until there is no semblance of your nation left. Because what is the goal of the United Nations? Death of the nation states. This here is death of your children, this drag queen library nonsense. Let's see here. Borland said the events will feature multiple queens and kings presenting the stories, a twist on regular storyline times that usually have only one or two library staff reading. Pretty much like a regular family story time, except it's going to be supercharged because it's drag queens reading and presenting, she said. It's supercharged. It's not sickening. It's not lewd. It's not disgusting. It's not child mental abuse. No, it's supercharged. Now, these people got to get hauled out of these positions and either chucked out of our countries or put in some kind of a mental institution where they can't cause any more harm. This time we have a number of people, a number of drag queens talking, taking different books, different songs, presenting different things. So a lot of variety and a lot of color and excitement. Borland and Foy wouldn't offer many hints about what sort of stories to expect, but they confirm they'll be reading Eric Carle's The Very Hungry Caterpillar, a perennial favorite of who I don't know. In addition to Foy, other drag queens who will present include Foxy Lemur and Pharaoh Moans, Sandy Bay, Aurora Liz, or Luz, and Santina Loren Cake, Purple Haze, and Ruddy Wreck. And those events will be taking place at the Millennium Library, which is basically called the UN Library. So we've been in Edmonton, we've been in Saskatoon, we've been in Winnipeg, and let's finish up our little trip today, and let's head for the East Coast, to Halifax. And there is no city called Halifax anymore, just like there's no city called Sudbury anymore. These are the greater regional, the Halifax greater regional area. And this is regionalization, and this is right out of the Sovietization play. And this one's a really looking like a fairly exciting show. For the first time in Halifax Pride's 29-year history, a drag queen sat down with children of all ages and read storybooks. Rogue Fatty, or Fatale, Rogue Fatale, voted the city's best drag queen 8 times, read 4 books at Halifax Gay or Halifax Pride Fabulous Fantastic Storyline, including and Tango Makes 3, Morris Mogglewhite and the Tangerine Dress, The Tale of Two Daddies, and Heather Has Two Mummies. Well, nobody has two daddies and nobody has two mummies, do they? I mean, that's impossible, isn't it? You only got one daddy and you only got one mummy. You can't have it any other freaking way. Because if you have two daddies or you have two mummies, guess what, boys and girls? You don't exist. I think it's super important that kids can actually see that being part of the LGBTQ community isn't something they have to hide away from. Patel told CBC Radio's Weekend Morning, "This is just opening up more doors and showing the kids that it's perfectly fine to be gay or lesbian or queer in this community and in this province." Each book has an LGBTQ theme. For example, Morris Micklewhite and the Tangerine Dress is about a little boy who decides to wear a dress to school. He gets put down by a couple of the kids, but it doesn't really stop him from doing it. I thought that was pretty good one for a drag queen to read to the kids, said Fatale. Stella has prior experience reading to children. She used to work at a daycare in Glace Bay, Nova Scotia. She said Pride events in other cities have hosted storybook readings and that they've gone over well. There's another case again, right? Well, look what they're doing in Winnipeg. Look what they're doing in Edmonton. Look what they're doing in Berlin. Look what they're doing in Paris, right? Oh, because they're doing it somewhere else, it must be done here because it must be perfectly normal. There's nothing freaking normal about it, boys and girls. Nothing, nada. This is sick, 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 and has got to be dealt with. Dell hopes the story reading will become an annual part of Halifax Pride. And this is enough to make someone puke. At least me, anyways. But then I know what I'm looking at. Now, having said that, I really don't give a damn what you are. Makes no difference to me. But do not shove it down my throat. Do not tell me I have to accept it. And do not tell me that what you're doing to these children is of the highest, ugliest mental abuse that could be heaped upon a child. This should be seen as criminal activity, but it's not. When the criminals and the psychos are running the world, then what you're going to end up with is the results of psycho criminals running the world. And this is a very clear case of it. If you want to dress up with your friends at your home as opposite of what you really are, I could care less, right? But when you're pushing shit like two mummies and two daddies and that supercharging the thing with drag queens, instead of calling it what it is, a freaking sickness, a perversion, you bring it out and you push it to the children as something normal. And this has to stop. It absolutely has to stop. And if you're a parent and you have a child who is presently going to one of these so-called public indoctrination centers, the only advice I have to you is get that child the hell out of there. If you're a parent who says, I love my child, and you allow this shit to go on in your public indoctrination centers, and you don't do nothing about it, and you allow your child to stay there, then you, good parent, are equally guilty of child abuse. Sorry, that's just the way it is. Well, look, they're doing it everywhere else. You know, it kind of reminds me of my mother when I was a kid, you know. It says, well, you know, if Jimmy jumped off a cliff, would you jump off too? Well, it depends, right? But I still have to deal with that, right? This is straight indoctrination. You have the entire school system, the so-called school system. This is now integrated as a normal part. Just like when they lied to the children about Al Gore and his global warming nonsense. Just like they indoctrinate the children into believing that the parents destroyed the planet and the parents are bad. Now they're telling the children that if your parents won't allow you to be a gay or a drag queen or a transgender, then it's not your fault, it's your parents' fault. I don't know what it's going to take to get the parents to push back. But you better start pushing back. I want to see all of these schools empty. I want to see all of these teachers on the unemployment line. I want the families of these children to start up their schools as they should, because the education of your child is the ultimate obligation of the parent, not the state. The state is there to lie to you. The state is there to deceive you. What chance does your child have? Not much. So it's got to get changed. You know, this is absolute genocide. Genocide, the true meaning of the word genocide is the destruction of a society. Doesn't necessarily have to do anything with killing, but it is the destruction of the society. And just like the priests and the nuns and all these other people, all okayed by the government, genocided the native, genocided their societies, their way of life. And this is what's going on here now. No different. The state took the children to the state schools. And you don't have to do much research to see what happened to those children, what happened to those families. And they plied the natives with alcohol and that, and now they're plying the people, the rest of the people, with vast amounts of pharmaceuticals, poison food, poison air, poison water. This is, by definition, genocide. And we're going to have to stop it. Because if we don't stop it, who's the guilty party? I get really tired and sick and tired of listening to people bitching about the government. It's their fault. It's their fault. You know, it is not their fault. It is not their fault. Your silence is consent. You're consenting to this nonsense. Here's a story here. Homemade child porn exploding with aid of technology, alert investigator says. Well, when you got taken Ontario, that the senior policy advisor for the Ontario school curriculum was a pedophile, and that the premier of the province is a lesbian, you can see where we have a problem in the school system. A huge problem. And people that seem, you know, they are broken. The people are broken, but they're not. They're not like Humpty Dumpty who couldn't put them back together again. Okay, we can pull it together. We may be broken, but we're not unhealable. And we will, and we can, and we must stand up to this nonsense. If you can't stand up and defend the children, I don't care if they're your children or not. You got to stand up and speak for these children. If their parents won't stand up and speak for them, well, I'm sorry. You have a responsibility to speak up. And by you speaking up, maybe your parents will hear what you got to say, and maybe it'll shake their heads loose a little bit so they can see the damage that they're allowing to be done to these innocent children who have no idea whatsoever about anything because they got nothing to base it against. They're just open little mental vessels. It doesn't matter what you tell them. You know, you take a child and you put a child into school and you start by putting a black and white piece of paper in front of their head and saying that the black is white and the white is black, and they got nothing to back this up on. It ain't going to be long before they're, you know, you'll say, well, really, I was just kidding. It's actually, the black is black and the white is white. They will argue the shit out of this because you've got them to believe the black is white and white is black. Psychology states that once the mind has accepted a lie as a truth, it's very difficult for the mind to let go of the lie and accept the truth. And this is all about indoctrination. Your government is a very sick cult. because you know it's a cult, because if you say your opinion, you will get jumped on. Therefore, you know it's a cult. There's no open discussion about anything. It's just, if you speak up against global warming, you're hated. If you speak up against Earth Day, you're hated. If you speak up against renewable energy, you're hated. If you speak up against drag queens teaching little kids these stupid stories, which are indoctrination stories, how dare you? That's a cult. Okay? That is a cult. And you know it's a cult because if somebody in that cult finally sees the light and speaks up, they will be kicked out of there and never spoken to by all of the people that were apparently their great friends up until that point. That's a cult. And we got to break the cult mindset. Anyways, I'm going to throw this Canadian or the Communist Broadcasting Corporation piece in here. And you can look it through, okay? I mean, you know, if you just understand what you're reading, oh, look, it's done internationally. It's done here. It's done in other cities. It's done in other parts. And therefore, all across the world now, we have drag queens telling little kids really sick little stories in order to indoctrinate little kids into believing, Mommy, can I be a drag queen? And pretty soon, Halloween night, you're not going to see cowboys and Indians. You're going to see a whole bunch of little drag queens and little transgenders running around looking for candies, and their parents will be standing at the sidewalk. Oh, look, Jimmy and Sally dressed up Jimmy as a little girl. Isn't that cute? No, it's not. It's not even close to cute. It's over the top sick. So we all have a responsibility to speak up. Because if we don't speak up, then we sanctioning what's going on. We're agreeing with it. Now, I keep saying this. Now, the more this rolls along, you know, the Reformation, I've said this so many times, two things got to fall for these sickos on the in the international scene to get what they want. Two things have to fall. One is the Christian faith, in particular the Protestant faith, and the American Constitution. Okay? Those two items is what they're working so hard now to destroy, because those are the last two things standing in the way of what these globalists want to accomplish. The last two things. And they're being destroyed. And we're allowing it to happen. The Constitution of America has basically been shredded. Now, hopefully, Mr. Trump, he seems to like Israel. That's a bad stroke against Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump has allowed the United Nations to remain on American soil. That's a bad idea. And if Mr. Trump is truly working for the benefit of the American people, not the corporation, the United States of America, but if he's truly working for the American people, then the American people better get on the horn and fax and email and do however you can get a hold of this White House, which has really turned into the Black House, and ask him why the United Nations is still sitting on American soil. I mean, he walked away from the Paris Agreement. Why don't you walk away from the rest of it? Like today, it's not a big deal. We quit. We don't want nothing to do with you. Right? We'll overcome all that leftist noise about, you know, how dare he do something like this? America is isolated. No, maybe America is just getting its brain back together. Maybe their spines and their minds and their spirits are beginning to strengthen. in the Christian faith, in particular Protestantism, if that's how you say it, because it was Martin Luther, who was a Catholic, who when he got to Rome, was so freaking disgusted by what he saw. And there is mention of little naked boys jumping onto birthday cakes. And now we see what's going on in the libraries and the schools, and we just go back to all roads lead to Rome. And Rome was knocked down once, and we're going to knock it down the second time. And hopefully this time we knock it down hard enough that it never rears its ugly, sick, satanic head again. It's not tough to stand up. Not difficult to stand up. This idea, oh, if I say what's on my mind, I'll get in trouble. If you don't say what's on your mind, the trouble will just increase. You have a duty to stand and say what's on your mind. Because failure to do so is silence. And silence, by definition, is consent. So the idea that bitching and complaining at the politicians and the teachers and the preachers sometimes alleviates you from your responsibility, We're the problem because we allow this to go on. And this is controlled by a very, very small, sick group of people in your community. Your community far outnumbers these sickos. So the community has to stand up and say what's on its mind, or they have no excuse. And they have no right to bitch and complain at them. Because you've okayed it with your silence. And it's just going to get worse if you remain silent. Because you just inspire them to see how much farther they can push this. And I'm sure there's all kinds of them that are going, wow, I would have thought they would have stood up a long time ago. Like, we blew up the tower, you know, I thought, wow, this is really pushing it. But, well, you know, they bought it. And now we've got drag queens all over the planet because the UN endorses it, reading sick little stories to little innocent children. And I'm sure before they push this one forward, they're going, we ain't going to get away with this one. And I'm sure some of them are saying, want to bet we got away with gay pride parades? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. So we just step it up now, next stage. And then you're going to have little naked children jumping onto birthday cakes and everyone will applaud. It's got to stop. And if Mr. Trump don't want to stop it, and again, I got to give the guy credit. Because if nothing else he's done, if the only thing he has done is to encourage people to be strong, and we're going to take back America, then it's up to the people to take it back. That's the offer. You know, it's no different than the republic. We gave you a republic. You know, you say, who gave us a republic? That's the problem right at the beginning. Just like here in Canada, we said, we gave you responsible government. Who gave us responsible government? You didn't create the government in the United States or in America, and you didn't create the government here in Canada. It was given to you. But the thing in the States is that we've given you a republic if you can hang on to it. And that was a challenge. And we failed the challenge. But that doesn't mean you can't reverse it. You can't reverse it. America was supposed to be the land of the free and the brave. It's a freaking mess now. It's turned into a swamp. Stupidity and ignorance and laziness of the mind, spine, and spirit. And it's going to continue unless you stand up. Unless you change your coffee talk, your office talk, to something that actually matters and back it up. This bullshit of whining and complaining about politicians is just a total waste of breath. That's what they want you to do anyways. They want you to be little children mentally. We got to grow up and show them we're actually men and women and we get it and we ain't going to put up with it no longer. You know, it just sickens me what's going on in the schools and the libraries and the churches. You know, it's really sickening. We need to cleanse the land of the sickness and heal it and start anew and get back to the values and the principles of our forefathers who sacrificed so much so that we could have a bright future. And we allowed the so-called public school system to take and indoctrinate and lie to and deceive generation after generation after generation. But it ain't too late. You know, sometimes people think I'm too optimistic. Not optimistic at all, really. I'm just seeing what I see. You know, as disgusted as I am by this pedophilia nonsense that's going on in the libraries and the schools, I look at it as a positive. Because it's so disgusting and it's pushed into media so hard that anybody that still has a couple of working brain cells has got to perk their ears and their eyes and get a little interest in this and go, what the hell is going on here? So it's no different than when I first read the Rockefeller thing, I think it was 99 in Baden-Baden, Germany, when he said our window of opportunity has already begun to close. Now he died before we got to slam the window down on his bony, sick old knuckles. But there's a whole thing got built up by these guys. And we got to take it down. We got to just say the window of opportunity has already begun to close. We got to close that window of opportunity and lock it down tight. And then we rebuild. You know, we really owe an apology to several generations of children. The children aren't lazy and stupid and drug addicts and this and that because that's who they are. That's what the state created. And we're going to change that around. I hear music. So, let's go. That's what I'm seeing. Let's talk the damn thing. Right up again. Back.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, Caesar shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn, the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie, to your face.